Penny for Your Thoughts is a Vectis Radio production, written by Marion Hartley and produced by David Hartley.
There's a lot of people around, isn't there?
Yeah, there's more than I thought there'd be.
Right, well, shall we stop and have an ice cream?
No, thanks.
Right, what about a coffee then?
Yeah, if we can find somewhere quiet. I don't fancy being somewhere where there's tons of people.
Well, we don't have to stop if you don't want to.
Look, Mike, shall we just sit down here?
Okay. Oh, look, what's wrong, Penny? You don't seem your normal happy self.
What do you think is wrong?
I don't know. Oh, but it surely can't be about last night. I've said I'd say sorry to Kathy.
I know you did.
So what's wrong then?
I don't believe you.
Oh, what do you mean? I've told you that I don't care what women wear.
Yeah.
Oh, look, let's not get this all out of proportion. I made a silly remark, I know that, and I wish I hadn't. But I didn't mean anything by it. Oh, it's just her. She always brings out the worst in me.
Oh, I've heard it all now. You're blaming Kathy for what you said.
No, I'm not, Penny. I don't look at women like that, but other men might.
So?
So, that's it. You mustn't read too much into it. Look, I'm sorry I said a dumb thing, but that's all it was. I don't think men have the right, okay?
The right? What, the right to think it or the right to do something?
Well, both.
Do you?
Well, yes, of course I do.
That's not what you said last night.
Oh, I've told you, Penny, I'd had a drink and I was a little bit...
Come on, you'd only have one.
Yeah, okay. But she does really bug me. But yes, you're right, I shouldn't have said what I said and I'm sorry.
Are you going to phone her?
Yeah.
Well, phone her now and then it'll be done.
Oh no, I don't want to phone her now.
And why not?
Well, because I'm with you. It's the first time in ages we've spent any time together without her being around.
Oh, Mike, you always have to say something.
No, Penny, hear me out. Any man would get fed up if every time they saw their girlfriend, her friend, kept turning up.
She doesn't always turn up.
Well, it feels like she does.
OK. So we'll have to meet up more often without her. But I thought you liked going out with her and Jim.
I do. But not every time.
It's not every time.
Penny, before lockdown, most times when we went out with them.
Well, maybe we did sometimes.
Sometimes? Oh, come on. Where's your smile? Oh, look, that's not a real smile.
Mike, we can't afford to meet out and about all the time, like in pubs and cafes. You'll have to come to my place sometimes.
Well, all right. Let's work it then, that when I come and see you, she will definitely be out. I mean it, Penny. I want time with you, not you and your lodger.
She's not just my lodger. She's my friend.
I know she is, and I'm glad she is. But she doesn't have to be mine, does she?
Here, let me take your coat.
Oh, thank you.
Now you go through and I'll make us both the hot chocolate.
Oh, that'll be lovely. But I should be doing that.
No, you don't. You sit down and rest. You got work tomorrow.
It was a lovely walk, wasn't it?
Yeah, and we should do it more often.
Well, now the better weather's here, maybe we can.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Oh, and by the way, Vince, the room looks lovely.
What about the colour? What do you think of that?
Well, believe it or not, I think it makes the room. It adds character, and without that, I think it'd look quite boring.
Hi, Jim. How are you?
I'm fine. And you?
Oh, yeah, I'm okay. Just come back from a lovely walk with Penny.
Oh, good. How is she?
Yeah, she's all right.
And has she forgiven you?
Oh, yeah. Everything's fine between us now.
Ah, well, that's a surprise. Because you could see she was obviously very annoyed with you last night.
Yeah, I think she was. But anyway, we've sorted everything out now.
Oh, good. So, did you talk about when we can all meet up again?
No.
Ah.
Well, I think Penny wants some time just with me.
Ah, I see. Yeah, well, I can understand that. And what did Kathy say?
About what?
When you apologised to her.
Oh, I haven't phoned her yet.
Oh, crikey, I thought you'd have done that by now.
Oh, I'm going to text her later.
I think you should phone her.
Well, I'll see. I don't want to go saying the wrong thing again, do I?
No. You just be careful what you say. Your mouth nearly got you into an awful lot of trouble last night.
I know. I am never going to voice my opinion again.
Yeah. I'd put a tenner on that you do.
Oh, what a surprise.
And what's that?
Oh, there's a text from Mike. He says sorry he can't phone, but he's busy with something. But he is sorry about last night.
Well, at least he said sorry.
Oh, I don't take that as an apology. I think that's an insult. Just goes to show you he can't even be bothered to speak to me.
Well, he would obviously find it awkward.
Oh, please don't stand up for him.
I'm not. No, I think he should have phoned you. So I'll keep on at him until he does.
Oh, no, don't do that. I know someone who's having some work done by him soon. And I aim to be there when he turns up. So then he'll have to speak to me.
Well, he won't expect that, will he?
No. And the look on his face will make up for him not giving me a proper apology.
Oh, Kathy, that is so funny.
I know. And he doesn't know just how funny I can be.
Hi, Uncle Nick. It's Matthew.
Oh, Matthew. How lovely to hear from you. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. And you?
Yes, we're fine.
So Auntie Danielle's not poisoned you yet, has she?
No, but I think she's still trying to.
Does she ever just ask you what you'd like to eat?
No, she makes all the decisions in that area. I wouldn't dare make a suggestion.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
So tell me, is there a special young lady in your life now?
No, there's not.
But the shop is full of females.
Yes, I'm very aware of that. But I told you, Uncle Nick, I don't really want anyone at the moment.
Oh, you will. Give it another week or two.
No, I won't.
Matthew, remember, I know you far too well. And I'm very aware that you've never been without a gorgeous young lady for long.
Yeah, well, this time it's different.
And why is that?
I'm just... not ready, that's all.
Oh, Matthew, are you keeping something from me?
No. Can we talk about the shop, please?
Oh, okay, if we must.
Well, there is one thing I do want to discuss with you, if that's all right.
Okay, well, let's hear it then.
Well, you know the money I was left by Godmother Luciana?
Yes.
Well, and I don't know how this will work or anything, but I was thinking of setting up a kind of hardship fund for the staff. So if anyone was suffering at all, we'd have some money to help them in some way or another.
I see. But I'm not sure Luciana left you the money to be spent like that.
Well, I was thinking about that, and I thought I could just use the interest I get to help, and I reckon she would approve of that. I know it wouldn't be a big amount, but it would be something.
Oh, well, that does sound more realistic. But it won't be a lot, will it? With interest rates so low at the moment. So, tell me, what's brought this on?
Okay. One of our members of staff is suffering from panic attacks at the moment, and I just thought it'd be nice, as a company, to support him in some way.
Right. Well, I'm not against the idea, but we need to see how well the shop is doing first. And then, of course, I'll have to discuss it with our accountant and George.
You mean our solicitor?
Yes. And if, and that's only if, they think it's a good idea, I might well think about matching what you put into the hardship fund. But I don't think that's the right name for it. And it should just be a fund we delve into when we only think it's really necessary.
Oh, thank you, Uncle Nick.
Well, I'm not promising anything, but if you're prepared to pay into the fund, then I think I should too. Matthew, I've always said that you've got a heart of gold.
Oh, well, I don't know about that.
No, I can't think of anyone else from the family that I'd rather have in charge of Paterson. So I'm rather hoping that you're going to enjoy living on the island, and I dare say it maybe even settle down there.
Oh, I see. Well, I'm not too sure about that.
Well, let's see what happens, shall we? All I'm doing is airing my thoughts, that's all.
Tune in next time for another instalment of Penny for Your Thoughts.